This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Crude oil, as I was talking about with Catherine and Felix, held steady today at $81-ish a barrel at the close in New York. Part of the reason for the recent tumble in oil prices is what we are doing here to get more of it out of the ground. I speak of fracking, of course. Fracking is not, it is safe to say, universally popular. And there is a referendum on the ballot in a city deep in the heart of oil country, Denton, Texas, north of Dallas, that would ban fracking. Marketplace's Scott Tong is on the ground in Denton. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Kai.
So this is kind of it, right? This is where fracking basically began, isn't it?
Indeed, at least the modern era of fracking, which, as you know, thrusts water and sand and chemicals way down to shatter rocks and release oil and gas that's kind of trapped inside. It started in this exact part of Texas. It's called the Barnett Shale. To start out, I want to play you a piece of sound. And imagine you live right next door to this drill rig. Or a compressor facility or something that's, I mean, it's 80 yards from people's homes.
Wow.
I walked it off. Like a lot of places, drilling proximity to people's homes is the issue.
Yeah, no, I bet. And the whole neighborhood hates it, right? I mean, the china on the wall vibrates and everything.
Well, unless you own the rights to the oil and gas down below, right? The so-called mineral rights. And if you've let the drillers come on and lease your property, suddenly you share the spoils, right? Suddenly that sound is kind of the happy music. This is what splits neighborhoods, including the city of Denton. So I'm going to play a sound from two voters on separate sides of this referendum.
Okay.
And these fracking operators come in and start building these wells, and there's air pollution, there's truck traffic, there's noise pollution, kind of things that you didn't expect. So it's really an issue about quality of life.
To ban or not to ban?
Everyone that owns mineral rights in the state of Texas has something at risk here. You know, I wouldn't want to see those people. It'd be a bad way to lose your investment. It's bad to have the will of the voter overturn more than a century-old industry.
Yeah, but Scott, wait a second. That guy, the second cut there said, you know, everybody in Texas is worried about this. This is a Denton vote, right?
Indeed, it's just the city of Denton. But for proponents of the industry, for the companies, I mean, they tell me they're worried a ban in this city could invite copycats across the state. It's not even just Texas watching this. The day I went to cover this, a French reporter was there. Many other countries are also sitting on these geologic shale formations and watching this American fossil fuel revolution. What are the benefits? What are the costs? We're asking these questions. They're asking these questions.
Before I let you go, Scott, we got like half a minute here. What does it feel like on the ground, right? I mean, it's politics there now, isn't it?
It's political season, and this is now a theological issue. So nuance doesn't stand a chance. That's to be expected. What I didn't expect was how one-sided this feels. I mean, the anti-fracking folks are grassroots. You can call them on their cell phone. The pro-industry side is invisible. You know, three drilling companies have almost entirely bankrolled that side. They've funneled money into a political campaign firm that's created TV ads, but you can't find the people to talk to. Now, in their defense, you know, it's hard for industry to catch a break. Not many of us think through that these companies would never exist if we didn't buy their product.
Yeah. True enough. Marketplace's Scott Tong on the ground in Denton, Texas. Stories forthcoming from his reporting trip there. Scott, thanks very much.
Okay, Kai. Thank you.